our goal and the work that we're doing is helping our customers, the general public, have a better understanding of the risks that are out there, which in turn will help our transportation agencies have a better understanding of what they need to focus on to ensure that transportation infrastructure enhances public health as opposed to hurting public health.
We typically think of roadway safety countermeasures as just adding a traffic sign or lowering a speed limit or something like that. But what you're saying, it sounds like, is that those countermeasures can take a lot more various and different forms.
Yep, absolutely. And talking a bit about the work that we're continuing that I'm leading, which is the development of what we're calling our smart infrastructure framework. The smart framework focuses on how we can help practitioners better understand what the impacts of infrastructure are beyond, again, those big three, which I think transportation agencies have an exceptional grasp on and are making huge, huge strides in improving. I would specifically tip my cap to the Texas Department of Transportation and the work that they are doing to improve transportation safety in the state of Texas. That is a huge challenge. So the work that we're doing is trying to transition the work that Panine did, which is more academic in nature, more focused in establishing a systematic approach to understanding the impacts to the human body, to the implementers of our transportation infrastructure. We're trying to create a framework that will help our implementers better understand and better develop and build transportation infrastructure that actually enhances public health.